Also later in the programme. Thank you very much for the time being, though. Lee James and Colin Croft there in Guyana. Now, to the tennis very shortly indeed. But before that, could Michael Phelps be the greatest swimmer the world has ever seen? He's been stating his case again today with a 7th gold medal at the World Championships in Melbourne.
2 lengths up now, Michael Phelps. What a World Championships this has been for him. 7 gold medals. He'll become the most successful swimmer at a World Championships ever. And is he going to break a world record in the process? He touches the wall. He ends like he started. Superbly, it's a world record.
This is what we wanted building into next year. Next summer is the big, most important, probably swimming career of my life. And, you know, having a meet like this a year and a half out, where it gives me time to prep some final things before I get to that meet. You know, I think I'm definitely satisfied.
The BBC's Chris Mitchell with the commentary there, and we can speak to Chris now. Chris, tell us about Michael Phelps, because 7 gold medals, it really is an incredible achievement.
It is. It's the best ever performance at a World Championships. As you say, 7 gold medals, and don't forget the small matter of 5 world records. Top that, somebody. It's going to take a while, I bet. In fact, Phelps might be the man to top it at Beijing. We'll wait and see. He got his 7th gold in some style in the 400 individual medley on the final day here, pulling well clear of his teammate Ryan Lochte, who tried to go with him. I spoke to Ryan after the race. He couldn't catch his breath. He said that Phelps is just incredible, in a different league. You know, he's setting the bar so high, this 21-year-old. In what was the final race of the meeting for him, when he must have been feeling a little tired, surely, he managed to slice more than 2 seconds off his own world record. The finishing time, 4:06.22. Now, if you take that and consider the margins of victory throughout the week, he beat the field by almost 3 seconds in the 200 free, and then over 3 seconds in the 200 fly. I mean, it really is incredible. He is in a league of his own.
He was really hoping for an unprecedented 8 gold medals, wasn't he? Even sort of surpassing the Spitz days from the Olympics. But what happened in the 8th one?
Well, it was a cruel blow, really. They were supposed to be going, this is the United States, in the 4x100 medley relay. But they got disqualified in the heats. Unbelievable. I mean, Phelps was nailed on to get a gold in that. The United States would have won. There was nobody that could have stopped them. They're just too strong a team. But ironically, the mistake was made in the heats by his teammate Ian Crocker. Now, Ian Crocker was the man many thought would deny him the 8 out of 8, but not in the relay, not by disqualifying the team in the relay, but in the 100 fly, where Crocker was the defending champion. So a cruel blow to Phelps, but I think actually it'll act as a spur for him at Beijing, because it must be tough, mustn't it, being Michael Phelps, when so often you're racing against the clock and there's clear blue water between you and your rivals. It'll give him something to aim for, something to fight for in Beijing. Grant Hackett is another man, the Australian team captain we need to talk about, because he's a hero figure, but he's lost his grip on the swimming world at the moment. He's lost his 1500 free title. He had held it since 1998, but he's not fit, you know. He's just had shoulder surgery and he finished back in 7th place. And there was a surprise winner in that. Matus Saramovich of Poland took gold ahead of Yuri Prilyakov, the Russian, and Great Britain's David Davis having to settle for bronze yet again. But Grant Hackett, you know, he's a fighter, a true Australian, and he'll be back.
I'm just proud of myself. I went up there. Probably people think I had plenty to lose, but I felt like I had nothing to lose tonight. I just wanted to go out there and swim as hard as I could, and it's only going to get more competitive and faster over the next few months, and I'm certainly prepared to take on that challenge and looking forward to continually racing these guys.
Chris, in the women's events, tell us about Katie Hoff, because she's another swimmer who's had a really remarkable meet.
Yeah, she won both the medleys in the women's contests. She destroyed the field in the 400 individual medley this evening and scooped a world record with it too. And you know what, Richard, she's only 17. She did it in a time of 3:55.74. Get this, she did a Michael Phelps on us, if you like. She finished 7 seconds ahead of her rivals. This is like a Premier League team playing the conference. It really is. I asked her afterwards if it was tough racing the clock rather than her rivals.
I think it's pretty tough, but I've had some practice, you know, in age group meets and stuff when I swam. I did that a lot, so I was just trying to go kick as hard as I could, and I knew something had to be happening to be that far ahead, because that field is still a fast field, so I just went off the adrenaline of the being ahead and the crowd and went for it.
Got a world record.
Yeah, thank you.
And big news away from the pool today as well, Chris, because Ian Thorpe held a news conference. What did he have to say?
Well, Thorpe said he was at a loss to explain this test result, which I must make clear did not come back positive, but did show unusual levels of testosterone. Now, this test was taken in May, around about the time Thorpe was due to resume training late last year. But of course, in November, he announced his retirement. Now, Thorpe said there were two issues to this. The one was the test, which he didn't realise had shown this unusual level of testosterone. He didn't know anything about it at all. And the other, and I think the other issue he's more angry about, is the leaking of his name, the timing of which Thorpe said was opportune. He said it shouldn't have happened. It said whatever happens, and he said he will clear his name, it sullied his reputation and tarnished his fantastic career. I actually asked him at this extraordinary news conference whether he had made any enemies in his career, people who'd want to ruin his name and his achievements. And, you know, he kind of gave the answer that indicated that he thought, well, maybe there are people out there who don't like me, because he's always spoken out about drugs. He's always spoken his mind. He was always an advocate of blood testing and more harsher penalties for those that abused the rules. So Thorpe denies taking any performance-enhancing drugs, and he said he will clear his name in due course. But I tell you what, he looked like a man under pressure. He looked like a man who hadn't any sleep. It was a strange place to be, because it was held about 100 metres away from where Phelps has been swimming. So you had absolutely contrasting opposites.
The timing, clearly, for the championships has been bad. Briefly, Chris, has the Thorpe story overshadowed Phelps' achievements, do you think?
Not really, no, because they're almost separate issues. The whole of the swimming world was here. Phelps will be heralded as the new king of swimming, the best swimmer ever, perhaps. And the Thorpe thing, well, Thorpe, to tell you the truth, he's history, isn't he? He's retired. That will rumble on for a long time, I'm sure. But, I mean, Fina haven't had a good time here, really. I mean, they had, of course, the Ukrainian, who was banned for 6 years after that nasty scuffle with his daughter, who was a competitor here, and that was caught on TV. It's not all gone Fina's way, but in the pool, thanks to Michael Phelps and Libby Lenton of Australia, who got 5 golds, it has. It's been a wonderful, wonderful championships from a swimming point of view.
Chris Mitchell there, reporting from the Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne, which I guess will go back to being a famous tennis venue. Still Spurs 1-0 in our Premier League game at White